You're listening to Roundtable. The new semester has just started. Lots of teachers have been getting calls from parents about getting the golden seat for their kids. Parents say, my kid cannot concentrate. Can he be seated in the middle of the classroom? Or my daughter has myopia. I want her to sit in the middle. Or something like this. My son got a squint issue. Can you arrange him to a middle seat, please? Yeah, why are these golden seats so coveted by Chinese parents?
Well, let's start with a survey. According to some survey, 25 out of 30 teachers said they have encountered parents proposed with special requirements of the seats. And the smaller the children are, the more their parents ask for. Basically, all the tricks are aiming to get the so-called golden seats in the classroom, which are in the middle and front of the classroom, but definitely not the first row, because in the first row, the children probably end up inhaling much chalk powder. And that's also one of the parents' concern.
And also spit of the teachers, not on purpose, but when they're giving the class, you know, when they're very passionate about their job, I can understand that happens from teachers time to time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't understand any of this. How many desks are in the classroom to where the teacher is literally pressed up against the desk and spitting on students in the front row? First of all, I think this is ridiculous, as I have just stated, that I think it's micromanaging your kids. If you think where this kid sits is going to be the difference between Princeton and community college, you're wrong. You're wrong. What it comes down to is your kid. Know your kid. I know, like, shy kids will not perform well being in front of the class because they'll feel like all eyes are on them. They function better when they feel like they can concentrate and they have less stress in their lives. That's what I really think would matter. If you're literally taking the science of where kids sit into account of how well they perform academically. Now, I know in my childhood, basically, I think this is going way, way back.
Revealing your age, Ron?
Yeah, well, so I'm 28. So, yeah, many eons and years ago when dinosaurs walked the earth and I was going to school, elementary school or whatnot. You know, I remember the kids that wanted to just basically, you know, goof off, they would always pick the seats in the back. That's where, like, where the cool, like, kids would like to hang out and just goof off. Hoyoung, you're laughing. You got something you want to say here?
Well, I've never been in position to get into those golden seats. It was always at the back. You know why?
I understand. You guys are so tall.
Because of these long legs.
It had nothing to do with anything else, Hoyoung.
And a lot to do with everything else. We had fun at the back, and we were the rebellious kids that also had the ability of independent thinking and not being the teacher's pet. Oh, but wow. Also, carry on, please, Mr. Ryan Price.
So, you know, it wasn't a big deal, though. The teacher just said, students, can you please pick and find your seats for the rest of the school year? And we all scrambled around the room. It was so much fun picking your seat and where you would be for the rest of the school year. I think if I remember correctly, I wasn't more concerned with the front. I didn't want to be right under the teacher's nose. Not that bodily fluid from the teacher would be getting on me, or I was worried about inhaling chalk and dying. It more had to do with I just didn't want their attention. But I did like sitting near the windows. I did like looking outside. I thought it was beautiful, and I really
loved it. Dude, you're supposed to be concentrating on your studies.
Hey, I made it to college. I did my higher education. I'm happy with where I landed. But you know what? At the same time, too, like I said, I think the kids that did really want to jump on that education, that kind of what we would call back then teacher's pet, they would sit in the front row. But no, the middle people, the people that really didn't care, they would sit in these golden seats in the U.S.
You know what, Ryan?
What some, do you say, huh?
Some Chinese parents might agree with you with the window seats.
Ooh.
Yeah, because they think where the air is fresh. And also, but some parents think the world out the window is too distracting. I hope not for you, Ryan Price. I think a specialist is needed to arrange the seats. Those parents are really hard to satisfy.
Yeah.
And also, this rush for these golden seats reflects the Chinese parents' anxiety behind this, and I think they reflect their requirement for an equal environment, education environment, and get a fair education resource and everything. Yeah.
I just think these are seats. Like, come on, people. I mean, yes, we don't have this dialogue in the States about golden seats, but I mean, I can understand that this comes from the love of parents wanting to do right by their kids. And I do understand that academics are a huge deal here in China. But at the same time, that being said, I can see on a fundamentally very small level how these seats could impact a child's entire life. And I would say, like, know your kid. Because, you know, you can't standardize education, in my opinion. There are different kids that learn different ways, that like to be in certain scenarios and whatnot. And I think you could apply that to seats. And I think the best policy is the policy of letting the kid decide. Maybe the kid, like I said, wants to stay out of the spotlight, away from the teacher who intimidates them, and they can perform and concentrate without that level of stress. So let them sit closer to the back or in the middle where they feel like they're protected in numbers. And for those that want that extra oomph to be able to answer the questions and basically help teach the class, let those kids sit in the front, you know? Society has a way of working itself out without you having to micromanage it.
I think kids just don't care. They want to sit in the area where they feel comfortable and where teachers won't supervise strictly on them. And that's against the Chinese parents as well, you know, because why they want the children sit in the golden seats? Because they think children sitting on the eye of the teacher may concentrate on their studies. So I think if we let the children choose the seat, that might be a chaos to some extent. So many teachers tend to rotate the seat in a technical way. And for this semester, the teacher will arrange this way. And next semester, the teacher will arrange, okay, in a rotating way.
Yeah, I would rather just have, I mean, that's up to the teacher. I don't see that being a problem. I do say, like, letting the kids decide is often the best policy. Although, I will stipulate this, that if a kid has bad eyes, if they're complaining that they can't see the chalkboard with where they got stuck seating, then they need to be moved closer to the front. Because, I mean, you need to be able to read what the teacher's teaching. You need to be able to see what's happening. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, that's a problem.
Yes, that's true. I think rotating the seats, that is the solution to this problem, and it is distributing these seats fairly, and that has been going on for years.
Yeah, but
since my day in primary school.
You rotate those seats. What about that kid that can't see the board? You don't rotate him?
Yeah,
how does that work?
He's also going to be rotated.
Then he can't see the board anymore.
So next time the bad luck will fall on a different kid, and then, you know, that's all about rotation, distributing the risks.
So you would have liked to have been rotated from your back row, Hayok?
Oh, no. Actually, I figured out from my own experience that the golden seat is the last row, because the way these Chinese classrooms are constructed is usually there's two doors, one in the front, one in the back. And guess what? There's this spying window at the back of the door, and then the teacher will sometimes just silently hawk-eye us, and you know, for the kids at the final back seat row,
yeah,
you are out of sight of the teacher, so you get to do whatever you want. And
ooh, rebel.
Yeah, I was reading Japanese manga when in between listening to what the teacher said, and guess what? I turned out okay.
So the real problem is Japanese manga. It's teaching kids to sit in the bad seats.
And I was also listening to Michael Jackson on my... it was Walkman. Yeah, it was way before iPods in those days. And Camellia shares a personal story, says that her best friend is this tall girl, always sits at the back and is always like top three when it comes to examination results. And I'm like, Camellia, have you been friends with me, Heyoung? That's all I want to say. And that brings us to the end, to the final end of today's show. Yeah, thank you so much for participating and listening to our show. Bye for today.